and I'm live on the air right now.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, this is Stars Cast. I'm here live on the air with you tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. Our topic tonight is going to be about mediums, and we've all at one point in life probably gone to a medium, somebody who can connect with those who have passed. And one day I will have one of my stars, she's with me tonight, do that for me for my husband. But like she told me, you have to be ready to do that because it can be very emotional for you and overwhelming. But I have with me stars Caitlin Clare and I have stars Maya. I'm also expecting stars James and stars Morning Star. So we're going to go ahead and start the show here. So stars Maya, if you would like to start off with your introduction, and then I've got stars Caitlin Clare on the air as well.
Okay, thank you. Well, welcome to all our listeners again. We're so glad to have you, and we hope you enjoyed this evening's topic. And one thing, I'm just going to start off briefly. I am a medium, and let me give you my definition, because just like with many things in life, of course, everything starts with our definition of something. So my definition of a medium and what I do is I connect to spirits or energies that have passed over. And when I say that, I mean like a loved one. If you've lost a loved one, I can connect with their energy. There's a lot of variables within that. I would say 98% of the time I'm able to connect, and there's a good connection there, and there's at least one validation. And a validation just means some piece of information, even if it's very small, that just shows that I am connecting with a specific energy or person. And the goal in that, or the, you know, what I'm wanting to achieve is to help bring closure and peace. Now, I want it to be known, too, that you do not have to contact a medium in order to talk with or feel your loved ones around you. They are around you, and they are at peace. Very, very seldom do I get someone that has not yet let go, and that's usually because of someone here physically. So my definition of a medium is a person that's able to either hear, you know, orally, you know, or verbally out loud. For me, it's a telepathic experience. I'm shown telepathically, they will give me words, or, you know, I've been in this for a long time, so I have like I have my own little list of symbols, and when they show me a symbol, right away I know what they're trying to tell me. So that's how I work. I work my guides. I feel that they kind of work as the messenger, the in-between. I usually can pick up on personality traits and so on. Sometimes I can pick up on the cause of death. Sometimes I can't. And later on, if we have time, we can discuss a little more at length on that. Right now, let's move it over to one of my bestest friends here on our panel discussion, and that's Miss Stars Caitlin Clare. Woo! Applaud, applaud, applaud.
Well, God, thank you, Stars Maya. I'm blushing. It's a good thing we're on the air and not on television. I'd be bright red. But thank you for the warm welcome, and thanks again to all our listeners and my friends and family, and, of course, all the wonderful advisors in the chat room giving readings. I'm very excited to be here and talk about mediumship. I thought your intro, Maya, was, you know, really great and a lot of great information. I myself am, you know, more of an astrologer, tarot reader. I am, however, an empath, so I can pick up on feelings. It's very, very rare that I will actually do something in the definition of a mediumship reading. And I came across this really great quote today by Dr. Dean Clark, and he wrote a lot about mediumship and spiritualism. And he defines mediumship as a means having a susceptibility to the influence and more or less control of a decarnated spirit. And I know some mediums like to have, like, maybe a piece of jewelry of the person that has departed or a picture. The times when I have done this work, I guess it's been in a different sense where it wasn't so much as connecting with the spirit of a, you know, specific loved one. It was pretty much just a spirit in the house and getting it to more or less come to peace and stop bothering the nice people that live there. However, I do have a great, great respect for this work, and I guess later on in the show we could talk more about, like, different kinds of ways to connect, like trance mediumship. Some people do channeling, and channeling is something I do as part of my spiritual practice. It's not so much channeling a loved one that's departed, it's channeling deity and using that in ritual. So anyway, I'll move it on to you, Maya.
Okay.
Unless
well,
we've had Stars James or Stars Morningstar has come on the air.
I'm not sure. I'm sure Stars Cast, Miss Natalie, will let us know. And that was an interesting quote that you shared with us. And I'm glad that you pointed out that you're right. That was an excellent point, because I did not mention that. But mediumship also encompasses, I agree with you, like I belong to a paranormal group. So when I'm walking through or I'm assisting a client with energies that are bothering them or they're uncomfortable with, they don't necessarily have to be negative, you know, to be, you know, to feel that they're invasive in our space. And that is a way of being a medium, too. That's just another venue or another branch off of being a medium, I feel, is to work with energies in general. They don't have to be specific people that have crossed over specific energies. So that was a good point. And there's a lot of experts that work in a lot of different ways. I first found that I had this, I've always been spiritual, and I've always accredited my spirituality to God, and I know we're all different, and there's no right or wrong, it's just what we each believe and how we follow that path. And I was probably about 25 or 26 when I realized that I had this ability, and it just happened to me. It was a very casual friend, and I'm talking because since there's only the two of us right now, if there was four of us, I wouldn't get this lengthy. So listeners, just know that I'm not trying to.
Can I interject real quick? There is three of us.
Yay!
I've been listening, but we've been having some issues getting me actually connected. So, but I am online and on the air.
Okay,
this is Stars James.
Yeah, let's welcome Stars James. And Stars James, were you able to hear Stars Caitlin, Claire, and myself, Stars Maya, our intro into mediumship and our definition per se of that?
Yeah, I was able to listen to most of it. When I was right before I was able to connect, I kind of missed a little bit, but I think I got the gist of what everyone was saying. So,
okay,
and
great.
Of course, I have my own opinion. So,
yes, well, let's turn it over to you and hear that opinion.
Absolutely, I'd be glad to. Well, this is Stars James, and it's interesting because we're three people on here, and we don't really necessarily do a lot of mediumship work, but we're talking. But that's our topic for tonight, and it's wonderful. And me personally, I don't do a lot of mediumship work. It does come up in session, you know, occasionally with people where they want peace of mind related to a loved one that has passed on. And I will get specific messages related to, those types of issues, or, you know, if they have questions about a particular scenario that happened prior to a loved one's death, sometimes there's clarity related to that as well. However, I don't believe that mediumship is, I think there's two classifications of mediumship. First of all, I should explain that. There's one that, like, rescue mediumship. That is, you know, more related to, like, what was that show called? Where an energy needs to be crossed over. My personal perspective on that is that, first of all, that's very rare. Secondly, it's related to some sort of tragic event. And third, it's not necessarily the soul that is trapped. What happens is if there's an enormous amount of negative energy, at least from my perspective, this is my take on it, when there's enormous amount of negative energy related to someone passing, that the energy itself or the event itself can actually have almost like a resonance and kind of stick around on the earthly plane, whereas the actual soul, I believe, transcends itself back to the astral plane, awaiting their next life. And so I don't necessarily believe that rescue mediumship, that type of category, is I think it's valid because there needs to be a release of that energy, but I don't necessarily think it's an individual soul or personification. There's lots of people that disagree with that, and I'm totally okay with that. But my personal perspective is I don't think it's the soul roaming around because they're stuck here. I really believe that it's negative energy related to the situation. Part of my belief related to rescue mediumship is it stems from my own personal experience. I have had a near-death experience myself. I had someone who tried to murder me several years ago. This was like 12 years ago. And there was a lot of negative energy related to that situation, but I still had that transcendent experience where I saw the light and I had a life review, and all of that still happened, so my soul wasn't stuck. However, the negative energy when I came back into my body and when I came back, that resonant negative energy was still around me, and I had to deal with and process that negative energy. And that's more of what I think happens in terms of rescue mediumship. Now, mediumship that most people are coming to us for in a session, it's more for resolution, and I think there's value in that as well. But I don't think it's related to someone who is stuck in this plane of existence and needs to resolve an issue before they can pass on. I think that they've already transcended and they're just communicating from their higher self or from their higher connection into that person's situation. So there's my particular viewpoint. I really did agree with most of what you guys were saying. I thought it was awesome, and I love being able to learn from you guys, and I just feel like every time we have a show, my perspective on things certainly expands, so it's just wonderful.
This is Stars Maya, and I wanted to address you, Stars James, because you got me a little bit confused when you talked about this rescue. I'm not sure if you didn't hear everything we said or if I'm misunderstanding you, but I would like to clarify for myself because I agree. I always learn. My perspective is often changed. I get a broader view of things. So it's always important to me, and I oftentimes feel that it's good for listeners, too, to receive a clarification, whether it's from myself or from you or Stars Caitlin Clare or Stars Morningstar. I agree. What I mentioned, I believe Stars Caitlin Clare touched on the fact that on occasion there will be energy that's connected to, like, a house or a place, and that on occasions, what I said was, it is very rare that I come across someone that is stuck. I could count on one hand probably the times that I've actually felt that, and that's usually been a very rare situation, either just someone that's recently passed and the person here on Earth won't let go. So you're not saying, so just to clarify, you're not saying that being a medium, such as myself, in other words, I'm connecting with a specific energy. You're not saying that you don't believe that exists. What you're saying is that you believe that it's rare, if even ever, that someone gets, quote, stuck.
Right. The idea, and the show that I was thinking about, it just popped into my head. It was that Jennifer Love Hewitt show, The Ghost Whisperer. And, I have mixed viewpoints on that. I do believe that there are people specifically gifted in the area of fixing negative energy. I don't necessarily think that particular depiction, that show, was accurate to, what we do, or even what somebody does who has a propensity to release stuck energy on the earth and kind of bring things back into balance. But, you know, that is kind of one of those pictures of what a quote-unquote medium is. What I was saying is I don't necessarily connect a lot of times to past loved ones when I'm doing a session unless somebody specifies that that's what they desire. Like they're looking for, a connection to a loved one that has passed on. However, once in a while when I'm doing a session, because I work with the archetypal depictions of the archangels, sometimes I will connect to the Archangel Azrael and will get specific messages for people without having the question there. So did that clarify your answer a little bit? I really think we're all kind of on the same page with that, and I do believe we can connect.
It did. I appreciate taking the time to explain that. Now, before we go further, let's see if Stars Morning Star has joined us yet. Shout out to Stars Morning Star. Okay. Well,
no, she's not on, but I do expect her. No, I do expect her. So I'll let you know when she's on.
Okay. All right. So we'll move back over to you, Stars Caitlin Clare, and give you a chance to add to the discussion.
Okay. This is Stars Caitlin, and I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think people necessarily get stuck, but I also think while we're hanging out on the astral plane that we may still have energies of things that perhaps we didn't get to say to loved ones. A lot of times when I do this work, it's always about, you know, messages. And again, rarely do I even do this type of work because it is so sensitive. And for me personally, I do my best sort of work in person, especially with, you know, stuff of this kind of super sensitive nature, because it always gets emotional. Always. You know, even with the, you know, paranormal investigation work, that gets emotional. You know, there's always somebody who ends up breaking down into tears, and it may have absolutely nothing to do with, you know, the specific energy that is being investigated. It's because that energy is even there, it makes them emotional. But I think that, you know, it's completely possible to, you know, leave our earthly bodies and we wait to be reincarnated and come into our next life, but there might be things that we wanted to say, so I think it's possible for someone to be able to receive those messages, definitely. One point I did want to make is that mediumship is not possession. A lot of people get this confused. When somebody is channeling and you'll notice their voice changes, their heart rate lowers, they're taking deeper, steadier breaths, there's no rapid eye movement, it's not possession. And I know a lot of television shows, while entertaining, I have to chuckle at how they represent, you know, the metaphysical world.
Right, I agree.
I mean, if for entertainment purposes, I love them. You know, I watch Supernatural, and I'm a big fan, and I love American Horror Story. But, my gosh, I'd love to be able to do some of those things those folks do. Anyway, just real quick, too, because it wouldn't be me if I didn't mention some astrology here. If you wanted to find out if you do have the ability to be a medium or have psychic abilities in your chart, you want to look at your eighth house, and the chart's cut up like a pie into 12 pieces, and our eighth house rules death and psychic stuff and all that good stuff. And you want to look for a close cluster of three or more planets in one sign, like in the eighth house. That proves psychic ability, mediumship. You also want to look to where Neptune is placed in your chart and what's placed in the 12th house, because that's where hidden talents lie, and a lot of psychic abilities are hidden there. So any energies that are going to hit the planet Neptune, the outer planets like Pluto, Uranus, especially the moon is a huge one. Let's say if your moon was making an aspect to Neptune in your natal chart, that would indicate that you're a healer or a mystic by nature. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, well that's good, Stars Caitlin Clare. So anyone, this is Stars Maya speaking. So anyone that is curious if they have that ability would be able to have an astrological chart done. And she just explained, Stars Caitlin just explained to us where that would show up in the chart and how we would gather that information. And I'd like to, again, this is Stars Maya, I'd like to reiterate that myself I 100% believe that I am a true medium, and I do not become possessed by the spirit or the energy of that person. It's actually, to me, no different than a connection that I call my guides. And I think I always feel that a lot of the words that we use and the way that we connect is more designed for our human side than it is for our spiritual side. Our spiritual side doesn't require all these definitions and these, you know, names of things. But, you know, what I do, if I'm doing it, and I get quite a bit of requests. In fact, I did a very strong mediumship reading not too long ago. And first of all, it always has to serve good. I won't work with someone if there can't be a good outcome, if there can't be something good served. And so what I do, and again, this is a telepathic experience. I don't say this, I don't speak out loud, but I'll ask before. Sometimes I even know. Sometimes I know. You know, the person will share with me if they want their son or their daughter or husband. And sometimes I ask them not to share that information. And I will say telepathically, is there any spiritual energies that have a message or would like to come forward? And then from that point, I get a feeling, and not always a physical description, but definitely a personality. It's almost like if you take, you know, those old things that we used to use. I don't know, you guys are young, you may not remember, but like the Etch-a-Sketch, you know, how you would shake mm-hmm. it up and then it would make a pattern. So it's almost like that. What starts out, and it's mental, it's an image in my mind, and what starts out as blank starts to become more and more defined. And so at that point, I might say to the person, okay, does the letter G mean something to you? And they may say, yes, this person's name started with a G. And I may say to them, I have a male energy, and this energy feels to be about the same age as you, so therefore I'm going to say this is a brother, husband. You know, I might be shown, you know, more of an intimate relationship. So that's how I work. And I do feel that there's a lot of people that believe this is our guides that are simply connecting and sharing that information. It's not the actual spirit of the person. And what I would like to say about that is I think that's a moot point, that it doesn't really matter. What matters is at the end of a session, whether it's through chat, on phone, or in person, if you have given peace and closure, and Stars, Caitlin, I did want to say, too, and I know, I'm sure Stars James, too, I think he touched on this, that the most important thing is a lot of times, you know, we can't predict death. None of us know when we're going to leave the earthly plane, and oftentimes, a person leaves and messages or feelings that were not shared because, again, we're humans, we're living the human life. And sometimes one message or touching on one area that was unfinished or left unsaid or undone can bring what was years of, you know, anxiety and disturbance to a person, can bring them peace and closure. So that's always the goal, is to bring peace and closure. And so I don't think it's absolutely vital that we, not that you guys are doing that or I'm doing that, I'm just saying in general, I don't think that it's necessary that it's dissected exactly how it comes, as long as it's real. And, you know, I agree with you, Stars, Caitlin, some of these shows, you know, there's a few that I actually really do enjoy and think that they're viable shows. But short of that, you know, I love the ones where they do the seances and the woman starts shaking like the movie The Exorcist,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, talks in a deep voice, and she's, you know, supposedly becoming that person. I'm not really a big believer in that. So we'll move on to Stars James and see what he would like to add, and I know we'll be notified when when Stars Morning Rose joins us, hopefully she, Morning Rose, yeah, I wanted to make sure, or Morning Star, I'm sorry, Morning Star. So this is Stars Maya turning it over to Stars James.
Thank you, Stars Maya, and I loved what you had to say. It really is, the purpose for this is about bringing peace and closure. It's about resolving what's going on in, you know, inside of the individual who's experiencing the loss and allowing them to, I mean, it doesn't necessarily usurp or overshadow the grieving process. That's absolutely natural. But a lot of times what it will do is it will resolve unanswered questions and resolve maybe some, you know, communication gaps or relational gaps that existed in the relationship. So certainly allows people to have closure. Like I said, it's not a replacement for the grieving process. And I wanted to hopefully we can spend a little bit of time on this. I know we have to get to the mini readings soon, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, this particular area, there's wonderful validity in what we do regarding this particular area. But it's also important, and I want our listeners to understand that this is also like the charlatan's playground.
Yeah.
And, I would be really cautious if people are asking you to purchase spells related to mediumship or even, you know, to get rid of a ghost. I saw the other day, just because I kind of read about this stuff, someone was offering a spell to get rid of negative energy from someone that was passed on, and they were charging $1,200 for it. And, certain candles and things like that, I think that it's important to kind of separate, you know, themselves from that and look for somebody who's legitimate, who is really just charging for the amount of time and effort that they're spending in session with someone, and really ultimately allowing somebody to bring peace and closure. And I want to mention to the listeners to always trust your inner guidance and your inner instinct. I think that, you know, spirit will give you that inner ding whether or not this person is a charlatan or is an actual medium that is going to help you and assist you in bringing peace and closure to the situation. So I just wanted to put that out there, since it really is, you know, an avenue for charlatans to take advantage of people who are going through the grieving process and are hurting. And that breaks my heart as a psychic and as an intuitive. It breaks my heart when I see that happen. So, wanted to put that out there.
Well, this is Stars Maya, and you literally, Stars James, took the words right out of my mouth. That was going to be what I was next going to address, because unfortunately, most of the time people are seeking a true medium. It's because, and I agree with you that while it can offer you peace, it cannot, you know, fast forward the grieving process and the healing process. You still have to go through that. But it can give you, I do feel that it can be a tool that can be used, and it can help with a lot of guilt and shame that is felt for, you know, words left unsaid or the way at which someone passed. But I wanted to go back to what you had said, because I feel out of all the different various venues in the spiritual and metaphysical world, I feel that mediumship is the one that most of the charlatans are at work, and most of the time people are being taken advantage of. Why? Because they're in their weakest state. They're suffering. They've lost a loved one. A lot of times there's a lot of unanswered questions. Even if there's a police investigation, there's unanswered questions. So they're easy targets, because they're under so much stress and so much grief that they're willing, at that point, they're not thinking clearly, and they're willing to pay any price just to feel that person or to think they're hearing them. So I know I have a lot of, again, this is Stars Maya, and so I absolutely concur with what Stars James said. You must absolutely be careful in doing this. And I know that I may get some flack for this, but personally, being a medium and having done this for many, many years, another red flag or something to watch for, although we cannot, you know, be, you know, specific, you can't say, you can't ask a question, for example. Spirit may not answer you if you say, okay, well, I'll believe you if you tell me the color of the dress that Aunt Sophie wore at Uncle Johnny's wedding. You know, Spirit may not answer that. However, you should get at least one, if not more, true validations, whether that's a personality trait or a reference to something that you just looked at or you just saw. And so I'm going to move on to you all to get your input, but I feel very strongly about that. And I know some people feel, well, that's asking too much and that's playing test the psychic. But you know what? When it comes to mediums and connecting with loved ones, that, you know, we do have to draw the line. If we really have that ability, then we should have the ability, in my opinion, to pick up at least one specific detail that we could, there's no way we could know, even if it's random and very, very small, it might be important. So we'll move first over to Stars, Caitlin Clare. What's your take on that with mediums and details and charlatans and whatnot?
Charlatans make me very angry. I've been doing this work for a long time, and the reason for this work is not to charge for a $9,000 spell. I have no respect at all, and my ethics are very, very high. I don't do any spell work outside of my own personal. I don't sell it. Ever. It is a spiritual practice for me. Anybody who is charging to remove a curse or sell you a candle for an exorbitant amount of money is not doing this for the right reasons. We do this work to comfort and heal people. When people seek us out, they are not always in a good place. 99% of the time, they're in a bad place. Why else would they be seeking out a spiritual, you know, guidance counselor, more or less? And it doesn't matter if we're a medium, an astrologer, an intuitive, you know, clairaudient, empathic. We're all doing this to make people feel better, to put them on the right path. So I have no respect and no tolerance for anyone who takes advantage of others. It just, it makes me shake with rage, because there's so many of us that have to compete with the charlatans. And the things I see online make me ill. Absolutely ill. As far as qualifying, you really have to think, you know, if I was the spirit coming back, would I ask for an exact phone number or an address? No. I would put through my personality traits and something a lot more personal than something someone can just look up on Google. And I do think that before you connect with a client doing this very, you know, specific and sensitive work, that there should be a little qualifier. And you have to be honest enough, if you can't connect, be ethical and say, you know what, maybe I'm not the reader for you. Here, Maya is much better at doing this mediumship work than I am, so I'm going to refer you to her so you get the best possible outcome of the reading that you deserve. And that's my thoughts on that.
Very well said, Stars, Caitlin. And it would be the same thing with astrology. Not every astrologer is a true and, you know, real astrologer. And
no, they're
one
not.
Way, you know, I mean, for someone to say, oh, well, your sun sign is this, and so your personality traits are this, it would be very general. Whereas someone like Star Caitlin, she's going to give you very defined, very specific information that pertains to you and you only, and she's going to do your chart in such a way, and also using her psychic abilities, which we mentioned on one of our prior discussions, is to, for our listeners, to make sure that they understand that tarot readers or using tools does not lessen that person's ability, does not make them less of a psychic. It's just a tool that they use to actually enhance the reading, and it happens to be what they're drawn to spiritually. So, yes, I agree with you, and I'm so glad that you, this is Stars Maya, I probably should have said, and I'm glad that you agree as well that, you know, to ask for something ridiculous is you're not going to get, but you should get some validation, and the cost, sometimes the cost may be, you know, probably equal to, sometimes I do feel that a medium work is a little more difficult than a regular session, so the charge might be a little bit higher. Like, for example, comparing it to a regular email reading versus a past life reading, as we all know, that can take more time. But it should not be exorbitantly more. I mean, it shouldn't be, you know, $1,000, whereas this person charges $100 for everything else. So, yes, buyer beware for sure. And with that, we're getting close to our time, so we'll end it with Stars James. Anything else he wants to add about validations and verifications on mediumship?
Absolutely. Well, this is Stars James. Validations, I mean, I do all of my work, whether it's mediumship or, you know, a life path reading, career, whatever it is, I expect for myself, I mean, this is my own personal expectation for what I do, I expect there to be a validation for the person so that they realize, even if it's a future prediction, they understand that I'm connecting to the situation. So that's my own personal. I expect it out of myself in what I do, that I will get something that they can latch onto and say, okay, you know, I understand, or I can gauge that he's on the right path. And sometimes I'll even stop if I'm doing like the present circumstances related to the issue. I'll stop and I'll say, okay, you know, does this make sense to you? And the reason why I do that is so that they will. So that they can confirm that I'm on the right path, because I want to make sure I'm not using up all of their time and their funds in going down an inappropriate path. Even though, in my experience, that you know I don't think that's ever happened, but it is important for me to verify that we're on the right track and that's where we're going. So that when we get to the future stuff and the predictions and maybe some additional guidance related to the situation, they have that qualifier that will, you know, allow them to trust what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Stars Maya.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I get so excited over you and Stars Caitlin, and, of course, our Miss Stars Morningstar, who's not with us just yet. But I get really excited when I hear such great things. And that, yes, I so totally agree. And I really, like Stars Caitlin was talking about how angry she gets at the charlatans. And I have a pet peeve with the experts, regardless of what their title is, Tara, astrology, mediumship, when they argue and, you know, say, well, we shouldn't have to prove anything. Well, you know what? I disagree. I believe...
Right.
In this non-scientific world, that we do need to prove. I mean, we're not mind readers, so our listeners should not expect us to know, you know, color, length of hair, color of eyes. I mean, every last detail. But you should expect that something should come out during the reading. And I agree with you, Stars James. I'm the same way. I'll say, does this resonate with you? Does this make sense? And the person either is really on board with me, yes, I can't believe what you're saying, or they're like, I don't know. If I still feel there might be a connection, I might move forward, but my rule of thumb is 3 strikes, you're out. So if 3 things that I pick up are not resonating, then I know that the reading is not going well and they need a different reader, and I sometimes will ask them, you know, try me another time, our connection might be better. Sometimes I think it can be our energy, we're having a bad day or a bad time, or it can be the client, or it can just not be a good match. So that's all I have to say. And anyone else, before we go on to callers, just jump in and add whatever you'd like to add before we move on.
Yeah, I just want to say something. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to reiterate that it's very important, you know, as being readers that have high ethics, that, you know, we do make attempts to, you know, connect with the client. Sometimes that connection just isn't there. It, for whatever reason, sometimes it's best to come back at another time or move on to another good qualified reader. But, yeah, before you even start, you know, the actual reading, I would have to agree that there has to be that connection there. Your client has to feel comfortable to further, you know, open up and trust you, or they're not going to get a very good reading.
Right. Well, and I, you know, going along with that, I do, there are people that expect, okay, you know, like color of eyes or, you know, well, I need you to tell me my birth date before we can get started. And I'm like, you know, you're really I really don't give much credence to those types of requests simply because that's not it's not necessarily conducive to where we're going, you know, and it's not always related to their request. So I you know, kind of don't really pay much attention to those types of requests. And normally if I get that, I will ask them. I'll say, you know, I don't think I'm the right person for you. That's not how I work. I work in the energy field, so when you're asking about a particular energy, I will tap into, or I expect myself to tap into, you know, a situational or, you know, maybe even something very specific. But a lot of times when someone comes to me and they are asking for that qualifier and it's something extremely specific like that, they're coming in normally with a lot of doubt, which can hinder the results of the reading anyway. So that's why I try to, you know, send them to somebody that I think might be able to help them. I try to have really good relationships with the people that I work with. I mean, granted, I don't know everyone, but you know, I do know several readers. And if I feel like I can't help someone, like let's say I can't connect, which, you know, honestly, it's not very often. I mean, it's only been a few times within the past 5 years that I can remember that I haven't really been able to resonate or connect with a client. But when that happens, I do have a lot of resources, and I want to make sure that they get what they're, you know, what they're looking for, and they get what their expectation, the level of expectation that they have about the circumstance. So, you know, I may guide them to someone else. But I love what you guys said about this. I know that's a bit off topic with mediumship, but you know, it's all kind of the same thing. It's all kind of within the same vein, and it is important. I think that, you know, for us to incorporate the ethics of our readings and it's definitely along the same line in that stream. So I think that ethics are probably the most important thing with the type of work that we do.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it. This is Stars Maya, and I agree, because I always feel too that each one of us is not only a representation of ourselves, but we're a representation of the authenticity of this field and the altruity of it, and how much really, and I sincerely mean this to all our listeners, this is Stars Maya, that how much we can help you, even people that are not necessarily going through, you know, a horrible, terrible time with something. Even just, you know, I've said this before, we go to the doctor for a wellness checkup sometimes. The spiritual wellness is so important to us because everything works in harmony in our body. So take what Stars James said to heart, and I agree. We, you know, we all are, you know, a representation of the profession itself. The more we have that are like those on Stars, and that Stars with a Z, Star Psychics, we are Stars because we work for someone that is probably the brightest star in the sky, and so she's kind of a collector of stars, and it's easy to see why, because of her beautiful bright light, and not to toot our own horns, but I do have to say, with all sincerity, in working this business for years now, I'm talking 30 plus years, you will not find a better site with more qualified, more ethical, just like Stars James shared with us. If we can't connect, which does happen, we will make sure that we put you with someone or we assist you, and we will be honest with you. We won't say, oh, well, I'm not really connecting, but I'm going to take the money. None of us are like that. Mm-hmm. We'll get out of the call. You know, we don't always know. Sometimes it can take a minute or two before we throw out our validations, and for whatever reason, we're not connecting. And don't take it personal. Don't get upset. We do the best that we can. The best we can do for you is to be honest at that point and then try to direct you in the right direction. And with that, I will say good night to everyone. We're moving on to taking our calls. And I think Star Caitlin Claire had something that she wanted to say before we move on. So please go ahead, Stars Caitlin.
Oh, just real quick, just something that James, that you had said about needing the birth dates. Well, as an astrologer, please give me your birth date, because then I get to give you more information. But I certainly don't ask for it or require it, because the great thing about the star site is that, you know, most people do put in their birth date. So it's like, wow, okay, I could just look over at my chart and I get to give them all that much more information, you know, with the tarot reading. And it makes me feel really great as a reader. And I found that my clients really respond to it well. But not everyone's an astrologer, I understand. That's all.
Okay. Well, it sounds like another great discussion we've gone over, but we actually have more time. We always have a little more time, so there's not a problem. We didn't go over, so we'll go ahead. Natalie, are you there? We're ready to take calls.
Oh, yes, I'm here, and I'm sitting so tall and feeling so good with all my stars talking. It's so wonderful. And in the chat room, I have quite a few people there. Tonight we have also a lot of callers. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody, next week we're going to have an unusually long show from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During that time, I, as the owner of Star Psychics, will be giving away minutes, free minutes that you can use with your account, not just 5 minutes. I'm going to be generous. And we'll see what other kind. I have goosebumps. What other kind of giveaways we can do? I'll tap into all the readers that I have, 140 whatever there are, and see what we can get to make it a really nice evening. We'll talk about all kinds of things: Halloween, ghosts, spirits. You know, I'm sure my stars are listening, and they already have ideas. I've already gotten ideas from them, and do tune in. It's going to be really nice. Now, we're going to take our first call. Yes, they've been listening. I really think they love this topic because nobody has dropped off. Everybody's intent on learning and getting all this good information. And thank you, Stars Maya, for the lovely compliment. I try. I love what I do. I love all my staff, and the site is a beautiful site. And my webmaster, Tony, we're really super close now, everyone, to audio. The man in India has a final two little tiny things he had to adjust, and then Tony and I will be good to go, and I will be connecting with everybody. So you will eventually be able to talk to your reader on Stars with only a microphone. You don't have to call anything, any number, anything. So, without further ado here, I should say we should move on here. Okay, the first client is Nini, and Stars Maya, I'm going to give her to you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, Stars.
Hello.
Nini, you have Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Yes, hi. Well, my question is, my one question is, I've been praying and applying and looking for some or a tournament.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Your name is Nini, that's N-I-N-I?
Yeah, N-E-N-E.
I'm sorry?
It's N-E-N-E.
N-E-N-E. Oh, I
yes.
Love that name. Okay, so I'm sorry to ask you to repeat it, but for some reason, I could barely hear you, Nini.
Oh, sorry. Well, I've been looking for employment. I've been applying to jobs. So I wonder now, like, do you see anything positive, or what do you see about me applying for jobs? And I'm looking for employment. That's my big focus. I've been applying for employment and applying for an employment, so that's my big focus.
Okay, so right now, Nini, you have been applying, you haven't been successful. Your energy sounds really down right now. Are you having a really bad day?
What did you say, ma'am?
I said your energy feels really down to me. Are you having a bad day today?
Well, it was a bad day, but I overcome that because I've been like feeling bad because I've been looking for work and it's not coming.
It's
so,
not right. Right. And
so
you already sound better. And what I'm gonna do is, while we're chatting, I'm gonna send some positive energy and I'm gonna shift a little bit, and I want you to focus on releasing the past, and that's the recent past. And yes, you've had a tough time, and I don't know if you were able to tune in and hear our topic a few weeks ago about the current universal energy and the shifts, but it is affecting the jobs and the job market. Now, what my guides are telling me is that this is a little bit of a rough time for you and that this is something you agreed upon a while back. So kind of look at it as just, I don't want to, it's almost like a little bit of a lesson. They're telling me you are going to be successful and that the reason why there's a wait here is because the job that's going to be right for you has not quite come available. And so they're letting me know that to continue praying and just put your faith and trust, make sure that any application that you fill out that you know, or resume, if you've done a resume, I want you to redo it. And when you do it, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to imagine the person on the receiving end looking and taking that application or resume and feeling your energy and saying, Nene, there's something about this person that I'm just drawn to. I'm going to take a look because you would not believe, you know, obviously you're not, we're, you know, if we're not qualified, we're not going to be hired as a brain surgeon. So I'm not being ridiculous about it, but within the realm of qualifications, you know, energy is the most important factor in getting a job, especially right now. I cannot stress that enough. And my guides are reassuring you that you are going to get a job, and this lull that you're experiencing has nothing to do. Don't take it personal, which I know that you are to a point, but you are bringing yourself back up, and I love that about you, that you work on yourself, and you've really come a long way. But they also are sharing with me, I don't know if you have a birthday nearby or not, but they're telling me that you're coming into a cycle of a lot of good things, things that you never believed would happen in your life are going to be coming true for you, and this is going to be a very long-term cycle, but especially in the next 4 to 6 months. As far as the job, they're telling me absolutely by the end of the year, but I feel like it's going to be in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And they said, don't look at this time of not getting hired or right now not having a job. Don't look at it negatively. Look at it as a blessing in disguise, because had you have taken or been hired, this job that is meant for you, you would have missed out on it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to stay up, put positivity into everything that you do. And you mentioned prayer, so are you praying to God, if I may, I ask?
Yes, I pray to God.
Okay, and I do as well, and so may I pray for you.
Yes, you could. Yes, please pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you, Nene. I'm going to send some special prayers, and you check back with us on Star Psychics, and you will get that job. And so don't worry. Just see this in a little bit different light. God bless you, and thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nene, for calling. And don't forget our big show next week. You're welcome to come back. Okay, Stars Caitlin Clare, do I have you? Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, I'm going to get Lisa connected with you right now. Lisa, you're on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, good evening. My question is also regarding employment. I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming up for me in the next couple of months.
Okay, hi, Lisa. I'm glad
Hi.
You called in tonight. Yes, and I've only pulled 3 cards here, and the one that's over you right now is literally the card of potential. This potential is surrounded by fire and is represented by the Page of Wands. You also have the Green Man on one side, which represents the Great God, and he is the Great God of Abundance. He makes things nurture, flower. He brings the fruits into the world. You're also putting to rest something that you are leaving behind. This is going to be a completely fresh start for you. The Four of Swords indicates something that we have put to rest. You're really going to want to trust your gut when the next opportunity comes up. The Queen of Cups rules your intuition, so definitely pay attention to, you know, any, like, little personal omens you get. If your gut flips, if this is a bad thing, it probably is. If this is a good thing, it probably is. And don't spend so much time worrying about the past. I'm showing the Five of Cups reversed, which indicates a great deal of regret and maybe spending a little bit too much time worrying about the past and, oh, I should have done this differently or that differently, because it's really starting to affect your emotions. You need to keep your energy really up right now, because if you go in with an attitude of success, you will be successful. But to answer your question, yes, your skills are going to be very much appreciated in this next new position that you get, and I definitely see this coming up for you as soon as, you know, this winter time.
You've hit a lot of stuff on the head, absolutely. May I ask, how do you see me finding this position?
Well, let's take a peek. This may be a referral from a female friend of yours who is in a position to either recruit or hire. You won't necessarily be hired at her company, but she may have a lead or a connection or, you know, as much as an email link. So there's a good chance. So pay attention and, you know, don't be scared to reach out, you know, to your friends and network. This may come as a networking opportunity.
Okay. You know, I don't want to just take any job. I have a good background and I'm, you know, pretty well financially set. So I just don't want to take anything. I want something that's going to fill my heart and that I could bring passion to, not clock in at 8 and clock out at 5.
Right. No, this next position is going to require your skills because we've got the 8 of Discs here, and you're going to be appreciated for your skill. And then the Queen of Cups, the intuition is that you're really going to have to trust your gut. So if you walk into an interview and you go, you know, no, this really isn't right for me, it's okay, because the good job, the one that you want to really, you know, perform and excel at, that is going to come.
Okay.
It'll come by winter.
Good. Oh, that sounds very encouraging. So thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
All right. Good night.
Thank you, Lisa, for joining us tonight. Don't forget, come back next week, and you can reach all of my experts over at Stars with a Z, psychics.com. There's 5 free minutes there waiting for you. Everybody gets 5 free minutes whether they have an account or not. So go over there and take advantage of it, okay?
Got it. Will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you again. Okay, Stars James, are you there?
I am here.
You are there. Okay, I'm going to give this next one. Her name is Pam. I'm going to connect you with her right now. Hiya, Pam. You have Stars James on the air. Go ahead and ask him your question.
Hi. My name is Pam. Do you need my birthday or not?
If you feel comfortable, I don't necessarily need it, but if you feel comfortable sharing it on the air, it does help me out connect to your. It does help me in connecting to your situation. So
that's 12/8.
Okay.
Okay. I have a situation where I'm trying to sell my home due to a lot of financial issues, and in the last week everything seems to be breaking down and. Right now I have no air conditioning this week and it's pretty hot. I'm still trying to find a way to get some money coming in, applied for a small loan, and have been asking for help. And I'm wondering if you see any financial help coming in to assist me with these issues.
Okay. Just a moment here. All right, Pam. Well, thank you for calling in and for your question. I'm just taking a look at the issues right now, and the strongest sense that I get about your situation, there is help coming. However, I just get a sense that you've had some major issues crop up over the past month or so. I know you said your electricity, but there's some other issues that are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Also, a legal issue. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. I think I was tapping into the legal issue a bit more because that seems to be overshadowing your situation. What I am, I do believe that there's help on the way, but the strongest thing, the strongest message that I'm getting from Spirit right now is actually related to that particular issue. And just, you know, it seems like so many things are just, you know, being thrown at you right now. And I have a sense that it is very, very important for you in this season of your life to strive after peace. That, you know, don't strive after selling the house. Don't strive after all of those things you certainly have to put energy into. But I think that your pursuit, instead of accomplishing these things, I think that your pursuit really needs to be feeling the peace of God or feeling, you know, whatever you identify as God, being able to take that in. Because I think that some of the delays that you've been experiencing are really related to the vibrations that you're putting in due to the emotional connections that you have to the situation. So does that make sense to you?
Somewhat, but also like I say, the physical has, you know, it's caused a great deal of stress because
The physical discomfort,
comfortably. In my home until I get these issues resolved, then I can tackle other things. And I'm wondering if you see me, you know, like in the next week or so, if I'm going to pull things together at least to get, you know, some level of comfort.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not sure that it's going to happen within the next week. I'll be completely honest with you. I you know, it may be, you know, a couple weeks. I do think that there's financial support coming your way. Even so, I know with the physical discomfort, it's very difficult to seek peace. With, you know, things looming over your head, it's very difficult to seek peace or to have peace. However, I think that this is more so that this should be your goal. This should be your focus rather than focusing on how am I going to get my air conditioning on? How am I going to deal with this legal issue? How am I going to sell the house? I believe that those things are already taken care of. That those are static. That those are static issues already resolved in your future. Within the next probably 6 months, maybe even a little bit longer with the sale of the house. But I think that your pursuit right now to expedite these things in coming into your experience, your pursuit should be peace. You may not feel the actual attainment all the time, but I think if you actually make that, you put your energy towards that, and rather than putting your emotional energy towards these particular issues, I mean, you have to put energy towards them while you're dealing with them. So you have to work on your financial issue. Well, you only have to do that as the experience is happening, okay? And what I sense that's happening here and that's creating the delay is that you're focusing on that while you have to deal with it, while you're filling out paperwork, while you're, you know, talking to people, while you're dealing with the issue. And then after you've actually done the physical, you've expended the physical energy related to that, you take the rest of your energy and you focus your energy on, you know, not having the air conditioner, which, you know, of course you're going to have physical, you know, there's physical repercussions from not having the climate control that makes you feel comfortable. But, you know, all of these issues are starting to pile up on you and starting to push out or delay the manifestation of what you truly want simply because the expended energy is on not having rather than on peace. I would focus on peace. I mean, when I work with a client in terms of manifestation, what I do is I tell them to focus on the actual event happening. I would say to you, though, you're not necessarily ready for that, but I do think that you need to shift your energy from, you know, focusing on what you don't have and trying to find, first of all, things to be grateful for in your present moment, but secondly, peace. Seeking peace is the most important thing for you because it will bring these things about in a much faster way, and you won't necessarily have to suffer the whole time you're experiencing, you know, you're experiencing the events between now and then. Because right now the resistance that you have with it is producing suffering, and you don't necessarily have to suffer the entire time that you're experiencing this. I see all of these things being resolved, but it would be better if you didn't have to suffer between now and the resolution of these particular
issues. Right, and also, I can't really bring people into my home to, you know, look around for a sale with things working properly. So that holds me up with my progress. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be peaceful.
Of course. Well, and I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because you're going to have a shift in consciousness. You're not going to be able to, if you're going to actively pursue this, you're not going to be able to expend a lot of your emotional energy on what you don't have. You're going to have to shift that energy. That is going to be very difficult, especially with physical uncomfort. However, I've worked with a lot of clients, and I truly believe that this is something that you can attain as you work towards it. I do not think it's something that you're going to attain within the next 24 hours. It may be, and I bless you, and I hope that that's true. I don't necessarily think that you're going to reach that state within the next 24 hours. I think that it's going to be I believe that if you latch onto this, or when you latch onto this, it will be life-transforming, and it's going to change your entire life experience. I get a sense that these are not the first issues that you have held on to and suffered through. I believe that, the resistance, these may be the present issues, but the resistance to what is happening has followed you for a lot of your life, and there's been a lot of things that you've had to suffer through.
Yeah.
And I believe that a change in consciousness would first of all, expedite what you desire, but secondly, create an environment where you do not have to suffer all the time.
Okay. I thank you very much. Have a good
You're
evening.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and be sure to go to starspsychicswithaz.com and get your, well, she logged off. Okay, I've got my next one here. Stars Maya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Okay, hold on. I'm going to connect you with Michelle. Michelle, I've got Stars Maya on the line. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
You guys are amazing. Can I make a couple comments?
Absolutely.
I actually called in just because my son called me in a panic, and he wanted me to assist his friend, and I said, well, that's not going to work because he's going to think I'm being biased. I said, let me just figure out, maybe I'll call Blog Talk. I said, I might luck out. I've never heard you guys before, and I was really heavy because I'm going through my own stuff right now, headache, real heavy, and it just was like the energy was amazing. I'm just excited. I'm so excited. I go, oh, well, forget him. Let me see what's going on over here. And it's really interesting because it's the same, thing that I'm so against is there are people really seeking, and I remember crashing, and I remember saying, God, I promise, if I get through this, I promise I want to help all the souls out there, and it made me so sad because when I was at my weakest moment, everybody played on that, and you can't really, it's such a sad, sad experience because, but karma, what do you say, karma? Karma, you weave into it, so you just pray for them. So I'm just really excited that I ran into you guys, and I'll be listening again or whatever. But my son called me, and his friend was at his apartment, and his friend said he had left money in his backpack, like $3,500. The friend's mother died, and this is kind of like the inherit, there was a wrongful death, and so now his best friend is now getting money. My son is as sweet as he would never, that's just one thing he doesn't do is steal. He has his own little thing, but he doesn't steal. And so he's devastated because he bonded with this guy. And he's like, Mom, I had no idea he even had money here. He called and he said, make sure you get my backpack out of the car. And I just had this funny premonition prior to saying, Keith, you trust too many people. Don't let him in your house just in case people steal. No, don't worry about it. So I don't know if that's what happened. But anyway, he had no idea the kid had the money in the thing. The kid calls him, and he says, is accusing him basically of taking his money.
Stealing. He's accusing.
Yeah, and my son is never bonded with anybody. I mean, loves this kid to death. Like, that's my brother, that whole thing. So anyway.
Well, what's your son's first name, Michelle?
It's Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, Keith. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're talking, just to remind you, and thank you so much for everything you said about our program, and
Amazing.
I'm not the owner or anything, I'm just an expert that works for, but I you know, as being one on the panel. I really appreciate it. You know, your son's going to be okay. This relationship, I feel, is going to be resolved. I know. As you said, your son did not take the money, but I think the what's the name of the friend that has the money that got this inheritance?
God. Oh darn it! Well,
you
it's
can't,
not
that's
coming
okay.
to me.
That's all right. I can tap into his energy. I don't feel anybody stole the money. To be honest with you, I think that he moved the money. And he's very paranoid, and I think he's going through a lot. And he moved the money a couple different times, and it's either in the backpack in a different place, which I would assume at this point he's tore it apart. But he will
come my friend tore it apart looking for it because his friend called and said, "Can you make sure my money's in there?" And he said, "What money?" And then he was ramsacking through the whole thing. And he said, "Mom, I went through it. I went through my apartment. I mean, I did it. I had no idea he even had money." He said, "I would have never left that backpack in the car."
I don't feel like the money was stolen. I feel like the money was moved around. This kid is being careless. And he's also a little paranoid, which not that I blame him under the circumstances. And so what he's doing is he's moving the money around so much that he's forgetting. And what my guides are telling me is that he's going to come across the money and feel badly, and even before perhaps he realizes that he just misplaced it, put it in a different backpack or in a different area. I'm not really, my strong point is not remote viewing if it's not a person, so I can't help you to locate, but I can tell you that your son, Keith, this relationship is going to be, it's going to be okay. So tell your son not to worry, just to give his friend some space, and he's going to get a call. First his friend is going to know in his heart that your son wouldn't have taken it anyways. So he may even hear from him before he locates the money, but he's going to locate it, and then he's going to apologize again because it's his own mistake. I don't think another friend took it either. I feel like it was just a matter of it had been in this one place, and he had moved it, and he doesn't recall doing so because he's under a lot right now. So just, you know, let your son know.
His friend's name is Jordan. His friend's name is Jordan. Okay. Thank you. Wow, that was good. You know what? So my son is, I've been told he is like almost like Yogananda. He's so powerful. And he said this word. He was really calm but upset. And I was the one that got upset because, you know, the mother thing. He said,
"Oh,
Mom,
yeah.
I know. He's going to figure this out because he probably misplaced it because he doesn't trust anybody," and blah, blah. And so it's so funny. You're reciting everything he spoke, and you're amazing. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Your guides are beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you,
you're...
guys. Oh, my gosh. Huh. Does
well,
anybody see anything
well,
for me?
Well, yeah, but we have to, unfortunately.
Oh, you got to go. Okay.
We have, you know what? Come and see me or see any of the experts. We're priced unbelievably low for the quality. I mean, you got to hear us firsthand. You know, God or whoever brought you here for a reason. And right away I picked up on you've got so many crossroads and decisions to make. And this would be a really good time for you to get some spiritual guidance. And if you go to our site, that starts with a Z, you will see as soon as you and I know Natalie has a lot of specials, and I'm sure stay on the line, don't hang up, because she'll let you know about what specials we have going. And I can assure you that you will not find anyone that can compare price-wise with the quality of experts. And you don't have to ask for me. You're welcome to if you'd like to, but all of our experts are great at what they do and ethical. So you can look through the pictures and the profiles, and if you find someone that you just feel resonates with you, and yes, your son is very gifted, and he's going to go through a short time of not really pursuing his gifts, but later in life he will actually be doing this in some way professionally. So, yes, he is gifted, and he's just young, and he hasn't learned to totally trust it. And also, he doesn't want to be seen as an outsider, which I feel has already been a problem for him. So he's struggling with that, and that just kind of makes him feel more so. So just give him time and just tell him to follow his heart.
All I want to say is whoever is online right now, if there's anybody that connects with me, if I could just get a name of who that is connecting or in tune or can give me something, and then I can contact them without going through the whole site. If there's anybody getting a connection and I can get their name and then go directly to them.
I'll intervene here. The only way you can reach any of my advisors, Michelle, is if you have to go through the site.
I mean, there's a ton of them.
Go to Stars Maya. That's who you just talked with. You could go back to her if you like. If you know, Stars Maya, Stars James, Stars Caitlin Clare have all been on tonight. You've heard them all. I have a ton of them. I mean, if you resonate with Stars Maya, by all means, I'm sure she'll be on after the show, which we have like two more readings, and then, you know, she'll be online there waiting for you. You can always go back to her. You can get 5 free minutes if you like.
Okay.
And it's Stars, S-C-A-R-Z, like in zebra, psychics.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then I do what?
You can just go and create an account right now, and this is good for everybody to hear. You go to the site, go to the top, account login. Of course, you don't have an account, and it'll say if you don't have an account, click here. You sign up with your email address and a password, and then you purchase your minutes. We do everything through PayPal. And it's very secure. We don't hold anything on the site. We don't keep any numbers. I don't have your PayPal account, nothing like that. And the minutes go in your account, and then you look to see when Stars Maya is on, when it says available. You click on chat, and you'll connect with her right away. A little bell rings on her end, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you
for coming.
And it was nice having you. Is that how that works?
Pardon me?
Is everybody in
alphabetical order? No. You'll have to look for her. She's a pretty blonde lady, and her name is Stars Maya.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome so much. Come back and see us. Thank you.
Okay,
my wonderful staff. I've got two more readings here. Caitlin, you're up next. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my wonderful stars. Okay, and James, I've got one for you, too, so don't go away.
I'm here.
Maria, you're on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question.
I would love to know if you see me meeting someone soon.
Okay,
really,
Maria.
It's been a long time.
So your question is if you are seeing someone leaving you?
No. Meeting someone new.
Meeting someone new. I'm sorry, it's a little bit hard to hear you. Okay, let's shuffle the cards here and take a look.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. It's always a pleasure. You will meet someone new, but it's not going to be particularly right away. I really see you kind of still licking the wounds of your past relationship that really shook your trust in a big way. And I'm seeing that this also, you know, affected your finances a bit and really, you know, put your emotions into turmoil. We've got the King of Cups reversed, which indicates the ending of a relationship, and it was painful and affected you deeply emotionally. The Shaman is reversed, which affected your trust, and we have the Six of Discs reversed, which is bounty reversed, meaning there was a loss of money or finances or some kind of resources that was taken away. The Moon is also reversed, and this is all in the distant past, so this isn't necessarily what's going to come up for the future, but this is the energies that are currently surrounding you that you need to move away from, is you need to take the time, and during this Mercury retrograde is an excellent time to rejuvenate, renew, go over what it is that you want in a relationship. You know, have your list. You must meet these requirements because I think this is going to be important for you. But the good news is you have the Four of Wands, which is the development of a relationship. This is surrounded by fire, and you're going to have several choices. And ultimately, you have the Ten of Cups, which is the reward. So, yes, you will meet someone new, but it won't necessarily be right away. It may be as soon as a few months, but I would really look towards this coming summer. That's when your best choice is going to be available to you. So,
okay.
You know, take the time, let go of this past, you know, let go of the hurt and the pain and the distrust, and just, you know, spend some time with yourself in meditation and just let it all go. This is the perfect time to let stuff go, is, you know, during this planetary time right now. And even though your emotions might feel a little bit tumultuous, because we've got Neptune making some, you know, nasty aspects in the playground to various planets that make us a little bit over-emotional. Mercury retrograde
okay.
makes us a little bit over-emotional. But do trust that, you know, as soon as a few months, but definitely this summer, be on the lookout for a healthier relationship, someone that you can trust again, and the ultimate reward. This could potentially be a very long-lasting, lifelong relationship. But you've got to let go of that past one first.
Yeah, you were exactly right on with him because he left me in a financial hole.
You're moving past that now. That cycle is done.
Okay.
Your job is to just take care of you and then make your list. What's unacceptable is unacceptable. What's
okay.
acceptable is acceptable. Be more picky. Sometimes our pickers get a little bit broken, but you know better this time, and you know what not to go for. So definitely,
oh, true.
The guy who's coming up for you, definitely snag him because he's the potential life partner here.
Now, when you said I would have choices, is any of them a guy named Greg?
A guy named Greg. No, definitely not Greg.
Okay.
He has
so
the Tower and the Eight of Swords come up, so no, he is not a good choice. He needs to do his own work here.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he's not relationship material at all. No,
and
he's going to go through some pretty huge changes, and his entire world is going to change very shortly.
So it's someone that I don't know. When you say choices, these are people I don't know yet?
I'm not saying that these are people that you've necessarily met yet. But you're going to have choices.
Okay.
So trust your gut and know that definitely by summer that you will be in a nice, healthy relationship with someone that you can make something really lasting with.
Okay.
Just don't go back to the past.
No, I don't want to go there.
You have
okay.
much better coming.
That sounds great.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most
too.
Welcome.
Thank you, Maria.
Good,
come back and see
thanks.
Us, and do go to the site and get your free 5 minutes.
I will.
And all right, great, awesome.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Okay, James, our last one is Rose Maria. Let me get her on the line. Rose Maria, you're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask him your question.
Hi, how are you? Whatever it is, relationship-wise, it's coming in new, or job-wise, whatever you can pick up.
Okay, so just kind of more of a general and see what's going to happen, you know, general-wise, either with relationship or your job?
Yeah, anytime soon,
anytime soon. When I do a more of a general type reading, what I do is I look at the past 3 months. And what I see being your experience within the next few months or the next 3 months is this is a time for you to deal with a lot of emotional loss that you've had connected to other relationships. Not, and I believe that part of this resolution that you're having inside of you in dealing with these issues is related to a new relationship. So I think that a person is going to come into your situation. It's not going to be romantic though at first. It is something that will grow into a romance, but essentially because you're dealing with your own issues while you're corresponding with another person,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's even easier to do it ourselves without having another person influencing it. But I sense that they're going to bring you into a place of balance related to the past and not just romantic relationships. I sense that the life lesson right now is really related to gaining personal power, especially in your love life. I sense that in past relationships you kind of relinquished some of this personal power and let the other person make decisions for you that were not necessarily the best decisions to be made. And so I think that this person is going to be a slow developing relationship. I don't think it's going to be solidified within the next 3 months, but it will be developing within the next 3 months. And the slow nature of this is because it's an expression of your personal power and you will have influence in the development of the relationship. Whereas before, I get a sense that you just kind of let the other person take the reins, which has not always been the healthiest decision for you.
I'm not like taking the reins. It's just like I know what you mean. It's just like the one last one I got rid of. It's just like very controlling, and he wanted. It's like for mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Like I was like my friend helped me out like eating lunch there almost every day at my friend's house. He's like, why am I spending my money on them? I'm like, it's not your money, it's my money. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because I wanted to do it because they're helping me out, so I help them out.
Right.
That's what you mean, or is it?
That is exactly what I mean. Essentially, okay. what I was getting and the feeling that I was okay. getting when I said taking the reins is that we only allow people to have a certain amount of influence in our lives, or we only
right.
experience someone else having a lot of influence in our lives because we allow it. And what I believe that the next relationship is that you're not going to allow it. And they're going to assist you in bringing balance to that type of issue. Does that make
gotcha.
Sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Cool. That's why I wanted to rephrase it and make sure we were right on the right track. Cool?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what you meant by my past relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yep.
Cool.
The controlling stuff. The controlling stuff's over, hun. You're moving on. And like I said, don't expect... It really is a slow-moving relationship, which is the best thing for you right now, because it's important. You did, even though you may not be aware of it, fully right now. You did really relinquish a lot of personal power in that last relationship, and I think that you're going to get some insight into just how controlling he was in the relationship. Almost. I think you know some of it. Obviously, you pointed out a particular issue that you had, but I think that. Part of you allowed that to happen. You relinquished your own personal authority and personal responsibility in some ways in the relationship, and you're gaining that power back through this next relationship over the course of the next 3 months.
Cool. Great. Cool, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Rosemary. Do go to the site, starpsychics.com, and get your free 5 minutes. You're welcome to use that, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, my stars, we've come to the end of the show. It's almost 8:30 here. I think it was an awesome one. All of you are so talented. And Stars Morning Star could not get through. She's calling from Mexico, and she kept getting a busy signal on. So something going on in communication down there, and hopefully she'll be on next week for a longer show. And I thank you very much, and I'm so proud of all of you. I listen and nod my head, yes, that's right. So be proud of yourself. Sit tall in your chair. You've done an awesome job again tonight, and I'm so happy. I couldn't ask for anything better, really. So I'll see all of you next week, yes?
Yes,
absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely, yes, that's what I want to hear. And James, I hope that we don't have any more connection issues there. I don't know what happened.
No,
but,
I hope not as well. But
yeah, but that's okay. I'll grab you on Skype and say, "Where are you? Where are you?"
And I'll probably say, "Well, I'm on. I just
I'm on. Can't you see me?"
Right.
Anyways, Maya, James, Caitlin, Claire, you guys are awesome. I will see you next week, and we'll kind of do a little brainstorming as to what we want to offer on next week's show. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll connect with you an email. Okay.
Very good. I did.
Okay, talk to you later. Love yous.
Love you too.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.